Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Nar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dot.con, The Greatest Story Ever Sold by John Cassady, is a sharp, reported account of the late 1990s internet boom and the painful collapse that followed. Rather than treating the era as a simple morality play, Cassady traces how a powerful mix of technological promise, Wall Street incentives, media hype, and cultural optimism turned young web companies into instant celebrities and paper billionaires. The book explains how new business models were celebrated before they were proven, why traditional valuation discipline weakened, and how ordinary investors were drawn into the frenzy. Cassady also captures the human side of the bubble, including the ambitions of founders, the pressure on analysts and fund managers, and the self-reinforcing nature of expectations. The result is a business narrative that doubles as a lesson in how modern markets can misprice innovation when storytelling outruns evidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how a new technology became a market religion. A central theme is the way the internet shifted from a promising technology into a near-unquestioned belief system in financial markets. Cassady shows how the language of a new era encouraged people to treat disruption as a substitute for fundamentals, turning reasonable excitement into certainty that old rules no longer applied. The topic explores how technological change can be real, while market pricing can still become detached from reality. In the dot-com years, investors and commentators often conflated adoption of the internet with guaranteed profitability for any company that added a dot-com identity. Cassady emphasizes the psychology of crowds. Once enough influential voices repeat the same narrative, skepticism starts to look like ignorance rather than prudence. The book also highlights how easy it was to build stories around traffic, clicks, brand awareness, and first-mover advantage, even when the path to sustainable margins was unclear. This helps readers understand bubbles as cultural events as much as financial ones, fueled by hope, status, and fear of missing out. Secondly, Wall Street incentives and the manufacturing of optimism. Cassady dedicates attention to the structural incentives that push the bubble forward, especially within investment banks and brokerage research. This topic focuses on how conflicts of interest and competitive pressure can turn analysis into promotion. During the boom, underwriting fees, deal flow, and client relationships rewarded bullishness, while caution could threaten careers and access. The book discusses how analysts, fund managers, and bankers operated in an environment where being early and enthusiastic was often more profitable than being right in the long run. Cassady explains the mechanics that amplified optimism, glowing coverage that attracted retail investors, rising prices that validated previous predictions, and media attention that drew still more capital into the same names. The result was a feedback loop, where valuation became less about discounted cash flows and more about momentum and narrative. By tracing these incentives, the book offers a practical framework for readers to evaluate modern market commentary, asking who benefits from a claim, what risks are being minimized, and how compensation structures shape supposedly objective advice. Thirdly, startups, founders, and the illusion of effortless scale. Another important topic is the startup world itself and how the promise of rapid scaling affected decision-making. Cassady examines how founders and early teams, often talented and sincere, were swept into an ecosystem that rewarded growth metrics and publicity over resilient business economics. The book illustrates how funding conditions can shape company culture. When capital is abundant and investors demand explosive expansion, the focus shifts to user acquisition, branding, and speed, sometimes at the expense of unit economics, operational discipline, and customer retention. Cassady also underscores that many dot-com firms were trying to solve real problems, but the market's demand for hypergrowth created unrealistic timelines and fragile strategies. The topic helps readers see how the pressure to go public quickly or to spend aggressively to signal dominance can lock companies into high burn rates and thin margins. The broader lesson is not that innovation is futile, but that scalable technology does not automatically produce scalable profits, especially when competition is only a click away. Fourthly, media hype, market narratives, and the fear of missing out, Cassady explores how business media and popular culture help translate complex financial events into compelling, simplified stories that drew in the public. This topic explains how constant coverage of soaring stock prices, young millionaires, and disruptive breakthroughs created a social environment where participation felt rational and even necessary. The book highlights how narratives can reduce uncertainty by offering a clean storyline. The future is here, winners are obvious, and skeptics will be left behind. Once that storyline dominates, critical questions about revenues, costs, and competition sound boring or backward. Cassady also shows how repeated short-term success validated the hype, reinforcing the idea that the market was accurately pricing the future. Importantly, the topic demonstrates that media influence is not just about misinformation, it is also about selection. When headlines focus on extreme winners and ignore quiet failures, audiences build distorted expectations about probabilities and risk. For modern readers, this provides tools to recognize narrative-driven investing, where the emotional comfort of belonging to a trend can replace careful evaluation. Lastly, the crash, accountability, and what bubbles teach. The unwinding of the dot-com boom serves as a case study in how bubbles end and how participants explain what happened afterward. Cassidy describes how shifting sentiment, tightening capital, and missed earnings expectations turned confidence into doubt, revealing which businesses had durable foundations and which were propped up by cheap funding and optimism. This topic considers accountability. After the collapse, many actors framed the outcome as unforeseeable, while others argued that warning signs were visible but inconvenient. Cassidy's analysis emphasizes that a crash is rarely caused by a single trigger. It is the moment when the story loses its power and liquidity changes direction. The discussion also points to the uneven distribution of consequences, where retail investors and employees can suffer most, while some insiders exit earlier through offerings or compensation. The larger takeaway is a set of mental models for readers. Separate technological truth from financial valuation, watch incentives, track cash flow realities, and treat unanimous enthusiasm as a risk signal. The dot-com crash becomes a practical lesson in humility and risk management. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a clear, narrative-driven explanation of the dot-com bubble, including investors, startup founders, business students, and anyone curious about how modern market manias form. It benefits the reader by turning a famous financial episode into repeatable lessons about incentives, storytelling, and decision-making under uncertainty. You come away better equipped to question hype, interpret analyst and media claims, and evaluate growth companies without confusing popularity for profitability. Compared with many bubble retrospectives that either romanticize the era or reduce it to obvious foolishness, Cassidy's approach is valuable because it connects culture, finance, and human psychology in a grounded way. The book is worth buying if you want more than a timeline of events. It provides a framework for spotting fragile business models, recognizing feedback loops, and understanding why smart people can collectively misjudge risk. Those insights remain highly relevant in any period of rapid technological change and speculative capital. If you would like to support John Cassidy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.